Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 14th of September, 2021. Happy Phonemas, everybody. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me on Phonemas Day, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
Glad you're here. Also with me, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian. Happy Phonemas.
And all you cool cats and kittens, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me today, Kelly.
Brian will be back on the 8th with traffic and weather.
That's right.
Actually, Brian, I'd like to start with you and the thing that you're not, the thing you said you weren't buying that you're totally buying, and that would be a new phone.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed that Brian would be suckered for that?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Like, I was talking big during our morning meeting. I'm like, no, yeah, I don't know.
I don't need a phone.
You know, the I'm not getting a phone. You know, I mean, like, you know, but the processor is pretty cool. The battery life is pretty cool. The camera is pretty cool. The video stuff's pretty cool. The low light stuff is pretty cool. The computational image stuff is really cool.
Basically, Brian convinced himself he wasn't getting a phone. And then they showed it to him, and now Brian's getting a phone.
Yeah, that's about right.
They got ya.
That's about right. I will be getting the Pro model, not the Pro Max. Okay. It's, I mean, the 13 and the 13 Pro are just, I mean, they're both really solid upgrades. I don't know that this is going to be a record quarter for Apple necessarily, because we are comparing to the so-called super cycle of last year, which is when 5G was introduced. Mm-hmm. And there were lots of folks that were upgrading from what the, you know, the 10,
yeah,
and sometimes, you know, the 8 and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it is a solid upgrade for anyone who is interested in upgrading, and especially for those who are on yearly upgrade plans in the first place.
Yeah, definitely. So Brian, take us through a couple of the sort of headline features that we got.
Well, the biggest one is the A15 Bionic processor, which is in both the iPhone 13 and the iPhone 13 Pro, and of course, mm-hmm, the Max and the Mini. And this device is a, look at that little telephone call there. Sorry about that. It is a 5-nanometer processor.
Okay.
Which is just bananas, which includes not only faster, better, stronger, but also better battery life, which is great. Mm-hmm. And it has like the Pro model has got a 5-core GPU that'll do 13.8 trillion calculations per second. That's a lot, by the way, for those keeping score at home. There's something to do with the screen. You know, I kind of miss some of the details on the new screen, but the screen is doing something. It's going to be brighter.
Yes, we have more nits, I think.
Yeah, more nits. I think 1,000 nits for outside brightness, which is a lot for the Pro model. Mm-hmm. It's less for the non-Pro model. There was also the band around the casing edge around the Pro model is stainless steel. And who was on stage for that? Was it Joss React?
I think so.
I think
he was talking to us about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Anyway, he was talking
about the iPhone stuff.
Great. Thank you. And he was talking about the new machining method that they have for making the edge both, you know, beautiful and scratch resistant at the same time. And he also talked about a new ceramic layering process that's being used to make the new blue model. He actually kind of went on about that. You know, when it comes to like materials processing, mm-hmm, Apple does so much stuff that gets no attention.
Yeah.
Right. They're always like inventing new materials processing, mm-hmm, processes. And yeah, and it's often some really, really, really cool stuff. And it's like any other company, it would be like the headline,
yeah,
feature. And for Apple, it's, you know, it's nobody often not even it mentioned at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should clarify, I'm pretty sure it was Joss that was on for most of the Pro end of the iPhone stuff. They had different people at different points because it was obviously quite a large section of the presentation, the iPhone stuff.
Excellent. Yes. Clarification.
Yes.
The camera is going to have ProRes video. It's going to be supporting the thing with all the camera, the nighttime mode.
Night mode.
The dark mode, whatever the lighting feature is called across all of the different lenses. Mm-hmm. They're adding something called cinematic mode, which basically allows you to change the depth of field in video after the fact, which is pretty darn cool.
It does look nifty.
Yeah, I am less interested in what Hollywood's going to do with it, because LOL, and I'm a lot more interested to see like how this will affect the ever-growing world of video social media, i.e. TikTok, Instagram Reels, Snapchat, that sort of thing.
I still find it hard to imagine. I mean, there may be some scenes that, for convenience, Hollywood uses these cameras for, but, you know,
yeah.
I can see that where they need that flexibility and whatever. I can definitely see them being used in the world of news and reporting.
Reporting and any kind of fast video stuff, but also for Hollywood, maybe like for like, you know, test shots and proof of concept stuff and, you know, anything where they need to record something on the cheap or make something on the cheap.
Yeah. Or like an after the fact sort of thing, like especially as shooting schedules end up falling into chaos, which has been happening a lot in the last year. I could see a lot of stuff sort of ending up, you know, picked up. Like we've seen that already with iPhones where, you know, we needed this shot of something and, you know, did it with an iPhone and you can check that out. So there's been a fair amount of that stuff already.
It seems unlikely to me we'll see full features. Shot on iPhone, although I wait to be proved wrong.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing it. It'll be interesting, I think. So I'll point out one thing we did not see today, where Charlotte gets to make her small victory lap about having recently purchased a new pair of AirPods Pro. There aren't any. There was not a headphone one announced today.
No, we didn't see any headphones. We thought there was probably going to be AirPods 3 with a new design, not AirPods Pro, an upgrade on the AirPods Pro. And we didn't think there would be like noise cancelling and stuff in that new AirPods, but we didn't see any of that.
Right.
So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see those later in the year. I'd be amazed if we got any closer to... I can't believe I'm saying this sentence. I'm so sorry. I can't believe we would get anywhere nearer to Christmas without seeing some new AirPods.
I have been expecting them. I did not expect them today, but they are definitely expected. One thing we got today that I honestly was surprised about, and Charlotte, I want to talk to you about this, and that's the iPad Mini.
Yes, they've remembered there is such a device.
Yeah. Hey, we make a little one. Check it out. Yeah.
It was exciting. So there was a new grown-up iPad, 10.2-inch one, which has got some nice new features. A13 Bionic chip, center stage, which is the camera feature that makes sure when you're talking and stuff, everything is centered and follows the person who's speaking around, which is really nice. It's got True Tone. They've doubled the storage on the iPad as well. So, like, as Brian would put it, a solid upgrade.
I definitely think the Mini is a solid upgrade. And speaking of solid...
That was the 10.2-inch. Let's go... The Mini itself has an A15 that Brian was describing before.
Yes.
That Bionic chip is in there. Also has center stage. The cellular versions have 5G connections. It's a little bit bigger, 8.3 inches with a liquid retina display. There's a USB-C port.
Yeah, it got USB-C charging and connectivity. And it caught a case of square sides from the M1 Pro.
I think there's a bunch of accessories with the nice colors as well. Yep. And it works with the second generation iPad. Apple Pencil, whereas the entry-level iPad works with just the first gen. Mm-hmm. So there was really a lot.
No.
Yeah, go on.
I'm sorry, there's no time.
It has less bezel.
Yes.
And more screen size with the same footprint. I mean, that's big to me. And then
that's huge.
They moved the Touch ID button from a physical button on the front to a sensor in the power button on the top, mm-hmm. which means, yep. again, that you've got more, you know, like more of your device is a screen. I think the Mini became a really compelling device.
It is.
Yeah, and it's, they've added new speakers as well. So there's stereo mm-hmm. speakers there.
Yeah. Like, this feels like an actual upgrade to the Mini, which yeah. even when we got, you know, it had been the same device for like 4 years or whatever, and they finally gave us a spiff, you know, a bump on that like 2 years ago, I want to say. Even that felt like, oh, we just sort of remembered and let's see what we've got. You know, we're going to rummage in the drawer and put together something so that at least it's less old. And it didn't really feel like anybody had sat down with a Mini in a while and then gone like, what could we actually do to make this a compelling device or an interesting device? And this definitely feels like they did remember and took some care and put it into the Mini. So it definitely seems like a good device. We also got a new regular iPad.
Mm-hmm. With yeah, that was what I was talking about at the top.
Yeah. So we got, it's the 9th gen and mm-hmm. of the regular iPad, we'll call it. And it's got some nice upgrades. Like you were talking about earlier, Charlotte, the A13 Bionic, it's a 10.2 Retina, all of the sorts of stuff that makes it useful and interesting. So we got a new one of those as well, which was very nice. And we also got a new Apple Watch. Like, I want to spend just a second and say, like, hey, we got Series yeah. 7. It did not catch a case of iPhone 12s and get nice square sides, which I'm glad about, because that didn't seem like a very good design. It just seemed very chunky, like the sort of speculative images of it that we saw.
Yeah, the big design changes. It's a always on Retina display that's big. It got bigger screen area and thinner borders. That's the yeah. big kind of noticeable difference, and they've recalibrated some apps I think as well to make sure that it shows that. I mean, it looks yeah. pretty nice. It's not, if you're going from a Apple Watch 4 5 mm-hmm. Or even the Apple Watch 3, which they keep in the line now, to 7, I think it will be a really significant upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the 7 is not compelling because I'm more interested to see what they do with the SE range.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, I too am interested in where that ends up. We still have, like you said, we've still got the Series 3 as an option for sale. WatchOS 8 is going to come next Monday, we've seen. And I thought this was interesting. We've got it in colors again. This one did come with, let's see, I think we've got black, silver, red, blue, and was it? I don't remember what the other one was.
There's a green.
That's what it is. Okay. Sort of a yes. kind of a darker green, I think, like a forest
right, green sort yeah.
of situation. Yeah.
That so, kind of vibe. Kind yeah. of, it's got a bit of a car. From the pictures I can see on the website, it kind of looks a bit khaki. That might yeah. just be it might be a bit of a false representation, but yes.
Yeah. And that one is $399 to start. You know, you can always go up from there. But that also sounds interesting. I'm not sure if I'm going to get one or not. I have a Series 4, and I didn't see any reason to upgrade to the 5 for the always-on display. And I don't need, like, the oxygen meter on the 6, so I didn't really get one of those either. But I'm starting to think it might be time, like maybe it's time for a watch. Maybe I'll wait till next year. I'm not sure. Charlotte, if you were going to upgrade, you're waiting to see what the SE looks like, you said.
Yeah, exactly. I think
yeah.
for reasons actually that you just said, the always on display is nice, but not essential to me. And actually there are some advantages to not having that. And as we've discussed before, I'm not that I'm more interested in a sport and fitness device than a health device.
Right. And
I'm hoping that they turn the SE range into a sport focused range.
Yeah. Oh, something well. A little different. Brian, I know how focused you are on sport and exercise. So are you getting a new watch?
I am getting a new watch, but it's for the display. Yeah, 100% I'm getting a new watch. And I love that smaller bevel on the display. I'm really interested to see what exactly how Apple makes use of this semi edge on. Like I've always been very skeptical about Android devices that have the edge displays. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, it seems like Apple is not moving anything to the side, but rather that you can simply access some information from the side that is also available from the front. So that actually is probably a more useful version of on-edge display. But that smaller bezel, I want that smaller bezel. Looks great. Mm-hmm. It looks. I'm super excited about this Apple Watch.
It does. I will say, it does look messy.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, okay.
You want to buy my 6? Yeah, I'll have a 6 for sale.
if you would like to buy
advertising on the show,
if you would like to buy Brian's Series 6 watch, you can get us at observations at backupserver.com. I don't know if I'm gonna upgrade. The bezel thing is cool though. I mean,
it's like a larger screen.
I know.
It is a larger, you know, display.
Right. And that's why I pulled the trigger when I pulled the trigger on the 4 was because the size went up from 40 to 42. And so I went,
is better.
Oh, I want a bigger one.
More is betterest.
See, this is what I'm saying. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. My birthday's in November.
That's great.
So maybe I'll just hold out.
You're talking about the Apple Watch, I found it interesting, and I know it's not the first time, far from it, that he's appeared at key points in these presentations, but I thought it was interesting that Jeff Williams was handed the Apple Watch intro
from Kevin Lynch, because Kevin Lynch is now busy with car stuff.
He's now doing car stuff, and it kind of, look, I might be reading far too much into it, and that's fine. That felt to me like perhaps the beginning of the succession, making Jeff Williams more of a front person for, because he's one of the people.
I mean, Jeff Williams is not that much younger than Tim Cook.
No, you're right. But
that's true.
I hear you. I think that this specific presentation change was far more about Kevin's move to Carr than it was about succession. But I absolutely positively hear what you're saying.
I think it's one to... I was going to say one to watch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's one to keep an eye on because I'll see where else he pops up. Another thing that popped up quickly, Kelly, if I have a minute, was it started with a quote unquote full preview of Apple TV Plus.
Yes. I did notice that.
Like a lot of the stuff in that preview we'd seen, there was clips from Ted Lasso episodes that were already out. There was C.
That was a commercial.
Yeah,
it was a commercial, and like we'd seen a lot of it. But there was a first proper look, I think, a first proper look at what the Jon Stewart show is going to look like, which is kind of cool.
A little bit, well, yeah. Well, we haven't seen
there's
that.
There's a trailer. We've already seen the trailer for the Jon Stewart show.
Yeah, but we got a clip of him in studio.
Yeah, it looked a bit different.
Like actually starting the show, not just the... I mean, we got also the clip from the trailer of what happened to my face, you know, but there was the bit of him at a desk that we didn't see before.
How about that very awkward line from Tim Cook where he says, and my favorite.
Yeah, that was cringe. The morning show.
That was super cringy.
It wasn't good, was it?
So
it was not
awkwardly weird. Yeah. I mean, it might have even been heartfelt. I don't know if it was. But it was weird. One more little note. I was really surprised at the amount of time dedicated to Fitness Plus, considering that Fitness Plus is not new.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I think the thing that jumped out at me, and I think you felt the same, Brian, was the new feature, one of the big new features in it was these kind of guided meditations. And you and I both were like,
No. This was that was you. I'm not going to take any credit there. That you're the one who noticed that.
That seemed to me like Apple going after apps like Calm and Headspace's breakfast.
Yeah, as soon as you said it, I realized that you were right. But you get the credit for noticing it.
Yeah, that was Yeah, I remember during WWDC, we had noticed that as part of the operating system updates, I think, and or like something that was coming to Fitness Plus that they said was going to be part of, you know, once this update is released or whatever. And we noticed it then because, Charlotte, I know you and I have had that conversation already about that this is a thing that, that is totally happening. Yeah.
And then to see it laid out in such a way alongside Pilates and other things was a bit like, ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get the game,
but again though, a lot of time dedicated, a lot of time dedicated to Fitness Plus.
It really was. Yeah,
they're either deciding that like, okay, we now have everything in place and we can really push this, or look, if we're going to keep this, we need to push it to see if we can actually get some traction. Mm-hmm. And I feel it felt like one of the two.
Cynical me would also say that having the good looking, fit, healthy trainers on screen for a good 5 minutes or what, however long it was, and the executive that works on Apple Fitness Plus, all, you know, all these good looking people probably also helps, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In a,
yeah,
it's a selling point for Apple.
Are you saying I'm fat?
No.
I am. I'm sorry.
All she's saying is that she totally understands why you're not the person that Apple called to promote Fitness Plus.
That's for darn sure.
What I'm saying is that sometimes engineers and the people that come up on these, the more technical elements of Apple presentations, don't have the body or skin of some of the Fitness Plus trainers, you know, skin quality of the Fitness Plus trainers.
That's true.
Because they, because the Fitness Plus trainers actually see daylight. Yeah. May I put it like that?
Yes.
You can send Kelly your emails.
And I will add that Fitness Plus is one of those services that wouldn't have surprised me if Apple announced and then like quickly ignored and abandoned eventually.
Yeah.
And
possibly, yeah.
Getting that much screen time says to me that that's
they
probably
really mean
not
it.
The case. Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know, if you are interested in using Fitness Plus for, you know, your, instead of Mirror or Peloton or, you know, all of the other interactive training things that are out there, this, you know, Fitness Plus may be something that you want to consider.
I also think they see it as very fundamental to the Apple Watch experience and a selling point of the Apple Watch. So,
oh, for sure.
It was part of the Apple Watch presentation too. I mean, it was part and parcel of it. Wasn't next to, it wasn't adjacent to, it wasn't a side thing. It was like integrated within the Apple Watch presentation.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, it was great. We have so much more to talk about. We're going to do more of that tomorrow, but that's going to do it for us today. If you have questions about anything that got announced today, or if there's something you can't believe we missed, if you want to make sure we cover it tomorrow, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Brian and Charlotte, as always, thanks so much for being here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.